you've reached Why Should Your Team Win? I'm currently unavailable, so please leave a message after the...
Katie. It's your favorite Minnesota Wild fan. It's Jess. You probably know why I'm calling. It's to complain about our horrendous showing on Sunday against Dallas. We were home, and supposedly they were really interested in winning that game. That's what everyone was saying, because they wanted to go up 3-1, which, by the way, has never been done in Minnesota, at least not by the Wild in a playoff series. And they were playing like they didn't even know that the Stanley Cup existed, or that it was a thing that anybody could ever try to win. I don't know if Matt Boldy remembers that he's a hockey player. He has not been showing up this series the way that I think we were all hoping that he would and thinking that he would, given how awesome he was playing right before the playoffs. Kirill's got like one goal this entire series so far, so I was really hoping for a big night out of him. Didn't see it. I really felt like our defense really did try to step it up a little bit. I think there was one goal there that Gustafson kind of let in, and unfortunately, I don't know, I think it was the first goal, and I feel like maybe it got in his head a little bit. And he just didn't seem so on top of his game. Now, the reffing is another thing we could discuss. And as you know, I hate hockey refs with a burning, fiery passion of a thousand suns. And they did not disappoint. I think that NHL deserves better than what they're getting from reffing in many, many different places. But this was exceptionally bad. If you pull up two of the calls on Foligno, I think both were absolute BS, and actually both of them led to Dallas getting power plays and goals on those power plays. So obviously we need to work on our PK. It doesn't seem like we've got that together yet. And I think also one thing that I've consistently seen from this team is that they love to pass the puck around. They just seem to have a really great time doing passing drills, and nobody seems to want to take a shot. So let's hope that this game tonight in Dallas, game 5, goes a lot better than we think it's going to. If it doesn't, you can find me at the bottom of a bottle of whiskey drowning my sorrows, because I don't feel good if Dallas goes up 3-2. Then it's a must win on Friday here back in Minnesota. So if you have any words of consolation, I would love to hear them. Because right now I'm not feeling super hopeful, but, you know, fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. Bye!